This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day before our great national festival of Thanksgiving, which is particularly important this year because it's the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims' Landing. And that was marked by a remarkable speech by the President of the United States, by the President elect of the United States, though he's speaking right now and we'll go to him in a minute. It was delivered by one of those people who I think wants to be President of the United States, Tom Cotton, the outstanding senator from Arkansas. We will get to that. He has already been attacked by the likes of the New York Times and Ilhan Omar. We will get to that. Let's go directly to President-elect Biden, who is speaking nationally, a national address right now. Listen.
Waiting in line 5, 6, 7, 8 hours to vote. If you want to know what beats deep in the heart of America, it's this: democracy. The right to determine our lives, our government, and our leaders. The right to be heard. Our democracy was tested this year. And what we learned is this: the people of this nation are up to the task. In America, we have full and fair and free elections. And then we honor the results. The people of this nation and the laws of the land won't stand for anything else. Through the vote, the noblest instrument of nonviolent protest ever conceived, we remained anew. And we're reminded anew that progress is possible. That we the people, have the power to change what Jefferson called the course of human events. That with our hearts and our hands and our voices, today we can be better than yesterday. And tomorrow we can be still better than that day. You know, we should be thankful, too, that America is a covenant, an unfolding story. So we have what we need to create prosperity, opportunity, and justice. Americans have grit and generosity, a capacity for greatness, and reservoirs of goodness. We have what it takes. Now we have to act. This is our moment, ours together, to write a newer, bolder, more compassionate chapter in the life of the nation. The work ahead is not going to be easy. It will not be quick. You want solutions, not shouting. Reason, not hyperpartisanship. Light, not heat. You want us to hear one another again. See one another again. Respect one another again. You want Democrats and Republicans and independents to come together and work together. And that, my friends, is what I'm determined to do. Americans dream big. As hard as it may seem this Thanksgiving, we're going to dream big again. Our future is bright. The fact I've never been more optimistic about the future of America than I am right now. I honest to God believe the 21st century is going to be an American century. We're going to build an economy that leads the world. We're going to lead the world by the power of our example, not just the example of our power. We're going to lead the world on climate and save this planet. We're going to find cures for cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes. I promise you. We're going to finally root out systemic racism in this country. And this Thanksgiving, in anticipation of all the Thanksgivings to come, let's dream again. Let's commit ourselves to thinking not only of ourselves, but of others as well. For if we care for one another, if we open our arms rather than brandishing our fists, we can, with the help of God, heal. And if we do, and I'm sure we can proclaim the promised, with the promised who wrote these following words: "The Lord is my strength and my shield, and with my song I give thanks to him. I give thanks now for you, for the trust you placed in me. Together we'll lift our voices in the coming months and years, and our song shall be of lives saved, breaches repaired, a nation made whole again." Folks, from the Biden family to yours, wherever and however you may be celebrated, we wish you a happy Thanksgiving. May God bless you, and may God protect our troops. Happy Thanksgiving.
I don't think American atheists are going to like the speech. It is, seems like a Thanksgiving message that is meant to help bring Americans together, and good luck. We can only hope that that the nation does feel some kind of sense of relief and positivity as we go into this Thanksgiving holiday. And I'm very, very glad that he wasn't talking about a day of mourning, at least in what we just heard. And what I believe is there's nothing about how Thanksgiving should be a day of mourning, which other people on the far left are saying. And yes, I noticed, as I'm sure some of you did, the president-elect mispronounced the word psalmist and said palmist. Okay, fine. Will this live forever as one of the immortal presidential addresses? Probably not, but is it a positive gesture? I'm not sure why he timed it today. It may be because with the certification of votes in Pennsylvania and in Arizona and in Michigan and in Georgia, that the election really is over. And it's the kind of speech he would normally give after a Donald Trump concession speech, but President Trump tweeted yesterday that he will never concede. And I think most people who are close to the president believe that. We will get to that question about what President Trump does next, what is next on his agenda, and if he has something to say in response to what the president-elect had to say, of course we'll go to President Trump very directly. I was more taken, particularly taken, by something that Tom Cotton did, and something about the of the response to him by moronic lefties. And this is extraordinary. What Tom Cotton called upon is, this is the 400th anniversary this year of the Pilgrims landing at Plymouth. And they did so right about this date. We're not entirely sure of the exact date that they first landed in Plymouth. And no, they probably did not step on Plymouth Rock. There are all kinds of reasons people argue about the historicity of Plymouth Rock. But they landed there. And it was the next year, it was 1621, that they held the first Thanksgiving. It is a real celebration that really occurred. And it occurred 7 months after they had signed a treaty, and a treaty of peace with the local Indians, the Wampanoags. And people get this so horribly wrong. What Tom Cotton was doing was talking about how we have honored the 200th anniversary of the Pilgrims. There was a great speech by Daniel Webster, a famous speech that was published and then studied in schools, the 300th anniversary of the landing at Plymouth. The governor of Massachusetts at the time, his name was Calvin Coolidge, gave a great speech. This time, it's the senator from Arkansas. What did he say that was so important? We'll give you a flavor of it and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment. We'll be right back.
politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, good for Tom Cotton. This is the Michael Medved Show. I'm not an overwhelmingly enthusiastic fan of the senator from Arkansas. But one thing I recognize is his patriotism, his selflessness, serving our country in the military, I believe in both Afghanistan and Iraq. And the fact that he is a profoundly patriotic and dedicated American. And he did something that was necessary, which was point out the fact that there was more discussion certainly in elite media circles, about the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first slaves in the United States. Then there was, at this year's 400th anniversary, not 1619, it's not 2019, now it's 2020, and it was 400 years ago that the Pilgrims landed. We've talked about it on this show. Tom Cotton, I think, makes a very good point, is that we've observed the 1820 date when Daniel Webster gave, who was a senator from Massachusetts and two-time Secretary of State, Daniel Webster gave a great oration on the subject that became very famous. 100 years later, a governor of Massachusetts and a future president of the United States in 1920 gave a 300th anniversary address. And by the way, Calvin Coolidge was an excellent writer and an excellent speaker. And people who don't know that ought to read his inaugural address from 1924, which is one of the great speeches in American history. Really, it is. Now, I don't necessarily believe that Tom Cotton rises to that level, but what he says about the Pilgrims, it seems to me necessary and significant. Listen.
But this year, we ought to be especially thankful for our ancestors, the Pilgrims, on their 400th anniversary. Their faith, their bravery, their wisdom places them in the American pantheon. Alongside the Patriots of 1776, the Pilgrims of 1620 deserve the honor of American founders. Sadly, however, there appear to be few commemorations, parades, or festivals to celebrate the Pilgrims this year. Perhaps in part because revisionist charlatans of the radical left have lately claimed the previous year as America's true founding. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Pilgrims and their compact, like the founders and their declaration, form the true foundation of America. So count me in Coolidge's camp. On this anniversary, a century ago, he proclaimed, "It is our duty and the duty of every true American to reassemble in spirit in the cabin of the Mayflower, rededicate ourselves to the Pilgrims' great work by re-signing and reaffirming the document that has made mankind of all the earth more glorious." Some, too many, may have lost the civilizational self-confidence needed to celebrate the Pilgrims. Just today, for instance, the New York Times called this story a myth and a caricature. In the food section, no less. Maybe the politically correct editors of the debunked 1619 Project are now responsible for pumpkin pie recipes at the Times as well.
Okay, the idea that he is debunking the 1619 Project, of course, that's meant to be sacred. There will be, I think, there will be a great deal of controversy with attempts to use the 1619 Project in schools. And what's wrong with the 1619 Project? Everything. Because it suggests that America was founded based on slavery. And while slavery certainly existed in the United States, there's a terrific piece in the Federalist. They have what they call the 1620 Project. And the piece in the Federalist is titled, "The National Historical Record Shows America Was Founded Against Racism, Not to Promote It." And they do something very, very smart. They go back to the first truly notable and eternally cited and very insightful foreign observer of the American experiment, Alexis de Tocqueville, who came to this country in the 1830s, and he hated slavery, as did, by that point, most Americans. The idea that slavery was the center of the Republic, there is zero evidence of people celebrating the onset of slavery. They never did. They have celebrated the onset of the Pilgrims and the Puritans since the early days in the 17th century in New England. And then George Washington actually declared the first Thanksgiving holiday during the Revolution, even though he was a Virginian. There was never anything like that to celebrate, oh, the center of our new republic is based on slavery. Didn't exist. But the idea of honoring the Pilgrims and the Mayflower Compact, this is enormously impressive and important and significant and worth remembering on this Thanksgiving. The what did Ilhan Omar say? She wrote an illiterate tweet. And she is a bit of an illiterate twit. But the congresswoman from Minnesota attacked Tom Cotton, a U.S. senator from Arkansas, saying when your sense of history doesn't go beyond your third grade coloring books, an actual history terrifies you. Which, by the way, isn't a sentence, it's a sentence fragment. But that's what she said. When your history sense of history doesn't go beyond your third grade coloring books and actually history terrifies you. Okay, Tom Cotton graduated from Harvard, where he studied American history. He graduated magna cum laude. That means with highest honors. He went on to study political science at Claremont Graduate School, then went back to Harvard, completed his Juris Doctoris degree, his law degree at Harvard. Okay, I think that Tom Cotton, a little bit more than Ilhan Omar, has the right to say that he has a sense of history that, yes, goes beyond his third grade coloring books. The point is, the Pilgrims, there's a new book, and I wanted to talk about it also because it needs to be responded to. It's getting a lot of attention right now. It's a book by a historian at George Washington University, and his name is David Silverman, and he wrote a book called This Land is Their Land, The Wampanoag Indians, Plymouth Colony, and the Troubled History of Thanksgiving. What is the troubled history of Thanksgiving? What the hell is he talking about? It has been a beautiful holiday for a long time, and even in the pages of his book, I haven't read the whole thing, but I've read excerpts. Even in the pages of his book, it's very clear that he acknowledges that the Wampanoags signed a treaty of peace and friendship with the Pilgrims, and he's right. They did it because they were in desperate shape. They had been decimated by disease before the Pilgrims even arrived. But that treaty of friendship and alliance lasted for 50 years, which is pretty good for that kind of treaty. Reflects well on the Pilgrims. So, talking about should we be thankful this year for what's coming with COVID-19 or expect the worst? Alex Barrozo of American Council for Science and Health, coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani is speaking at an event held by Pennsylvania Republicans to make several claims of voter fraud during the 2020 election.
There's been censorship that I've never seen before of an incredible nature by big tech, big networks, big companies. They only allow one side to be heard.
Giuliani also noting ABC doesn't get to call the winner or CNN. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is changing its guidance on contact tracing. The CDC used to recommend contact tracers for all COVID-19 cases back to their source, but now health officials say state health departments are advised to run contact tracers on cases fewer than 6 days old and on people who have a high risk of infecting others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Alex Barazow is a microbiologist, a PhD in microbiology from the University of Washington. He is a vice president of the American Council for Science and Health, which sponsors this radio show. And the information about the ACSH, which exists to debunk mistakes and misstatements and just flat-out distortions in the world of popular science. Alex, you have a new piece that's horrifying. I mean, it's scary, actually, because everybody knows that right now, since 1964, 65, when we passed legislation, discrimination has been illegal in the United States. But it looks like the COVID-19 virus actively discriminates. Question is, against whom?
Yeah, against the elderly, I'm afraid. I was looking at this article that came out recently that updated the infection fatality rates for this virus. Now, to put what that means is, for every number of people, let's say every 100 people who get the virus, this is the number of people who would die. And then they calculate a percentage. Well, you can break this down by age group. Instead of just looking at the population as a whole, you can say, well, of all 20-year-olds who get the virus, how many of them die? And they calculate a percentage. Well, as it turns out, the people who are likeliest to die are 65 and older, with 80-year-olds, 80-plus-year-olds having an 8.3% chance of death. Hey, now, it gets even worse, Michael. The virus discriminates against men. Throughout the entire, for almost all ages, starting roughly in your 20s, men are twice as likely to die as women if they get coronavirus.
Why? I mean, with the elderly, you can kind of understand it. Your immune system isn't what it once was. You may have underlying comorbidities. Okay, but why would men be more likely to die of COVID-19 than women?
Great question, Michael, and I would speculate that it's probably not really understood. My guess is that men and women are, I know this is shocking, so some kids might want to turn off the radio here. Men and women are different, Michael.
Oh, no.
And men may have a different immune response. They may have a stronger immune response to this virus for some reason that we don't know. Also, men tend to have, men may also have lifestyle differences from women, right? Men may be likelier to smoke or drink too much or something like that. And so those may be playing a role as well.
Okay, what about, I mean, I've been reading recently, there are people trying to promote the idea that taking estrogen, a female hormone, can actually help protect you from the virus. Is there any reason to believe that that's true?
Well, you know, I mean, could it be that estrogen's protective against the virus? I mean, it's possible. Anything's biologically possible. But if any man out there is considering doing this, I would recommend against that.
I see. Okay. And in terms, one of the other things that we've read about is that the virus appears to be having, in the United States at least, a discriminatory impact based on race as well. And does that,
yeah.
How would one explain that scientifically, Alex?
Similar to why men may be likelier to die than women. Black Americans are the hardest hit by this virus. And there are a couple of explanations for it. One is that Black Americans tend to live in poorer parts of the country. They tend to be poorer themselves. And we know that poverty is associated with bad health outcomes. So that's one. So inequality really does have a role. Another one is that Black Americans tend to have more underlying health conditions. Now, that could be also the result of poverty, or it could be the result of genetics. We know that Black people, for instance, are likely to have cardiovascular disease than white people. So those all are probably playing a role.
Okay. Right now, everybody is looking forward, God willing, as speedily and soon to the vaccine. The anti-vaxxers are very actively campaigning against it, and according to some surveys, upwards of a third of Americans say they won't take the vaccine. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, I'm always very angry with the anti-vaxxers, and I'm angry any time they take advantage of a situation, which you know, they miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. They simply take advantage of all situations to spread their nonsense. Now, having said that, of course, I understand why some people are hesitant to take a vaccine that's new and hasn't been tested all that much yet, because we haven't tested it in millions of people. But then we also didn't test the coronavirus before it was released into millions of people either. And so between the coronavirus and the vaccine, I would recommend the vaccine. And we're looking at multiple companies now, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, that have all put out their own vaccines. They all are safe. They all seem to be effective. If you can get your hands on a vaccine, get it.
What about the Sputnik V vaccine that Vladimir Putin is apparently selling all over the world?
I'll say to that vaccine. Yeah, I'd like to see more data before I would trust anything from Russia or China.
Uh-huh. And In terms of the estimates that people are now making about when we get back to normal, and we would all like that, do you think that next year at Thanksgiving time we will likely be able to celebrate a more normal Thanksgiving than we're celebrating this year?
I really hope so. And I think in the United States, in rich countries, I think it's possible, if not likely or even probable. However, I would caution that we're not going to see anything normal at the beginning of next year. We're certainly not going to see it in the springtime. And the reason is because even though these vaccines are starting to roll out, it's going to take a while to make them and manufacture them and send them out. And that's going to take months. So I wouldn't expect the average person to be getting the jab in their arm for at least another 3, 4, 5 months.
And In terms of, so that probably means some restrictions on events like the Super Bowl coming up at the end of January, yeah?
Almost certainly, Michael. But by the end of the year, I hope we're back to normal.
Well, you know, God willing, it can only go better. Do you generally, and very last question very quickly, there seems to be a bunch of new evidence that masks really are a good idea and do generally work. You share that opinion?
Yeah, I do. If the incoming Biden administration decides to do a national mandate, people should listen to it. It's such a minor nuisance. Yes, I don't particularly like wearing a mask, but you know what? It's a minor nuisance if it helps get our lives back to normal.
Yeah, and one of the things that people point out is that apparently it has some effect in protecting you, but it has a much greater effect in protecting others from you in case you are infected but are asymptomatic and don't know it. More information, including all kinds of fascinating articles, available through the American Council for Science and Health. The banner is at our website at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner, and you can read the very latest from Dr. Barazow and other scientists affiliated with the American Council for Science and Health. And meanwhile, when we come back, there is a statement by a leading magazine saying, of course, Thanksgiving should be a day of mourning. Why is this a positive thing when gratitude and thankfulness and celebration are actually good for your health? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVed Show.
This is outrageous.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I do think it is crucial to appreciating this country to know something of our history, to answer all the lunatics and liars on the extreme and loony left who want to portray to you that American history is a series of disastrous cruelties and it's all cursed and it's miserable from day one. People who come to this country from abroad, and this is particularly true, I think, for people who come to this country from Iron Curtain countries. My book, The 10 Big Lies About America, has just been translated into Russian. And I'm thrilled at that because there are a lot of Russian Americans who know the truth about America more than some people who are born right here do. And right now at the History Store, you can get the entire history library, which covers everything. From the failed attempt at the colony of Roanoke in 1585, 35 years before the Pilgrims landed, to establish a colony in North America, why would it be that a providence that wanted America to succeed, and that's what all our founders believed, why would he allow that colony basically to fall apart and yet favor the Pilgrims? That's answered in one of our history programs. It's all there in a special sale for the holidays from the Medved History Store. You can get the entire Medved History Library, which is more than 100 hours of fascinating storytelling, and it's available for 60% off. Plus, if you want to get single episodes like our special on Thanksgiving, that's available 25% off right now to everybody. If you're a MedHead member, it's 50% off for a download. Go right now to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for the holiday sale for the Medved History Store. And by the way, when you join as a MedHead, which is 11 cents a day, it's really not a lot, that gives you 50% off permanently on any download from the History Store. Okay, this comes from Mother Jones magazine, a very prominent left-wing magazine. I can't believe they've held on all these years, but they have. And they tweet today, "For many Native Americans, Thanksgiving is a day of mourning and remembrance, a reminder of the genocide of our people, the loss of our way of life, and the theft of our ancestral lands." Okay. Why you want to associate that with Thanksgiving, in which Indians have always played a part, and it is not a part in which the Indians were oppressed or victimized or destroyed or harmed in some way. It simply isn't true. One of the things that is absurd about the pilgrims that is promulgated a lot by the left is that they came here to North America with the intention of damaging the Indians or wiping them out or somehow destroying them. They didn't. They just wanted to live in peace alongside them, which is why one of the very first things they did was, and given the fact that you had so few people, you had 140 people who came with the pilgrims on the Mayflower, and half of them died during the first winter. So they didn't even live to see the first Thanksgiving. The majority of women in the settlement died. And basically, they wanted to work jointly with the original inhabitants who were there. And there's this stupid piece by a minister, a pastor named Jane McBride, who is involved in the UCC, the United Church of Christ, which is the same Congregationalist denomination that claims that it descends from the pilgrims, but that also includes Jeremiah Wright, who is also a pastor in the UCC, the United Church of Christ. In any event, they write about the European mariners called explorers by historians. This is in David Silverman's book, This Land is Their Land. Were in fact slavers who raided the Wampanoag coast for years before the pilgrims' arrival. Okay, this is before the pilgrims' arrival. There were sailors who kidnapped some Indians and sold them into slavery, but that wasn't their primary endeavor. Their primary endeavor was fishing. And they captured people for sale to distant places of which they had never heard. The Plymouth colonists were no better. Of course they were. When they met Indians, as when they met Samoset, as when they met Tisquantum, who was known as Squanto to history. Now, all of this is recorded, and it's very well recorded. And part of what the pilgrims profoundly believed is that when they met Tisquantum, he had been, as a young man, captured by one of these raiding fishermen parties and sold into slavery, and then he was initially freed by a group of Spanish monks who freed him for religious reasons and helped ease him toward converting to Christianity. And he then went to Britain, which was a much better situation for someone who was just trying to get home. And then he eventually came back to his home, which had been in Massachusetts, in Plymouth. And something I write about in my book, The American Miracle, is there are lots of aspects about the real story of the pilgrims that are so remarkable. He spoke perfect English. He was fluent. And he could have been the only Indian within 100 miles who spoke good English. And he immediately identified with the pilgrims. And one of the things that had happened is the pilgrims had occupied the village in which he grew up. Why was there no opposition to that? Because no one lived there anymore, because they had been wiped out by disease. They now think, a lot of historians and medical experts who looked at it, was hepatitis. But the point is, everybody learns, it's part of what you do learn in third grade and Thanksgiving, the story about how Squanto, Tisquantum, taught the pilgrims this ancient Indian wisdom that of planting corn together with dead fish, using that as fertilizer. What's been fascinating, this goes back to historians going back 200 years, they could find no basis anywhere for Indians knowing about that. It was common in Europe. And Charles Mann, who wrote a book called 1491 about the ancient Indian civilizations that lived in North America before Americans came, and in the Western Hemisphere, what he says is that it is now almost certain that Squanto, Tisquantum, who learned about planting the fish together with the corn to make the corn grow, he didn't learn it from his ancient Indian forebears. He learned it from the time he lived in Europe, particularly in the Midlands of Great Britain, where it was common for farmers there. And even though they record, and William Bradford in his diary records that, yes, we learned this from Tisquantum, he doesn't say that, oh, this was ancient Indian wisdom, but it's one of those reasons they were so blessed to live and work with this particular Indian. Though it's also fascinating to me is this book that tries to accuse the Pilgrims of horrible racism. It says, one of the things that Silverman, Professor Silverman, says in there, he says, therefore, through intermarriage, native people could be made to disappear. This racist ideology ignored the Wampanoag's own sense of continuing cultural identity. How is it racist if you want people to intermarry? Isn't that the opposite of racism? And is it inherently racist if you are a believing Christian to believe that it's worthwhile to convert other people to Christianity? And yes, there was a good deal of intermarriage with Indians. And it's one of the main reasons that you have today so many people who claim, well, like Elizabeth Warren, I'm 132nd Wampanoag, or she says Cherokee. Look, it's all important to learn the truth. And we have every reason to be grateful for the people who came before us and set up this country, which has been for so many people who have come here. Yes, including people who were brought here against their will in chains. It has ended up being a great blessing, the United States, a kingdom of kindness. And yes, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.